Time now for EB's entertainment page, driven by BMW of Fairfax.
That's right, Cakes. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy Mike Walker over at BMW Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest. Just 2.99% on most X-Series models. They got a bunch of deals on electric vehicles, i4s. My buddy just got the i7. I got the X5. For a limited time only, find out more information at bmwfairfax.com. Ask for Mike or Miriam. Either one will take care of you.
Oh, Miriam getting some shine now.
Well, because Mike is now like in charge of all of the dealerships. And so he's there like half the time. Miriam's now in charge whenever he's not around. All right, guys. First of all, there's still speculation what's going on with Taylor and Travis Kelce. She's been MIA the last two games.
Oh, didn't
She's
notice that.
She's not been in the box.
Has she been doing shows?
I don't know.
No, she's on. She has a little break. She's doing North American shows. I think those ramp up either this month or definitely by next month. She's touring in the U.S.
Maybe you went out and found a slump buster.
She hasn't been able to make it to his last two games in Atlanta and Los Angeles. She was at the first two games. Now, people are starting to read into it because remember that alleged contract that came out that was supposed to show the end of the relationship? Well, it's kind of around this date,
September,
right?
September 28th, I believe, was the date.
Yeah. And so how come she hasn't been in the recent games? They're saying it just, you know, I don't know. Whatever reason, she
was busy.
Next game is Monday Night Football.
Yep.
So everyone will be paying attention to see if Taylor makes it to Arrowhead on October 7th for the third home game of the year.
Her tour picks back up Friday, October 18th at Hard Rock in Miami, and then she hits New Orleans after that, then to Indy.
I will say, I mean, who knows? Apparently that people say that like these arranged sort of Hollywood relationships happen all the time. Okay, I'll buy that. If she's been acting, she's like, good job, because she seemed
good
like
actress,
she was into him. Huh?
Yeah.
Then maybe you should give her a movie job or something, because she seemed like she was into him. But
she was definitely
knows?
In the movie version of Cats back in the day. I mean, I didn't see it, of course, but
she was. I didn't.
Yeah,
know that.
She was. Yeah.
Maybe that's why he put up decent numbers this past week.
I don't know
why. Because she wasn't around.
Well, she wasn't around.
I think he put up decent numbers because Rasheed Rice blew up his knee on his teammate.
That probably
Patrick Mahomes'
that probably helped.
Yeah. I saw one of those analysts though say that he's been getting open. Like the reports of his demise greatly overstated.
I think they have to be.
That he's been open, that Mahomes has just been passing elsewhere.
Looking at different spots, yeah.
Why would he look elsewhere when that's been his number one target for his entire career?
Against the Saints.
Him and Tyreek.
He's going to be looking at either Xavier Worthy or Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
A lot. Because there's not much else to throw to on that team at this point.
Kicks, Diddy is in the news. Apparently.
Is he eating yet? He told me that he was afraid of poison, not eating.
Well, they say that wasn't true, that he was eating all along. Who knows?
What was the plea deal he turned down?
I didn't hear that. I know that his lawyers have tried twice to get him out on bail and failed. He's assembling even more high-profile guys for this third attempt to get out on bail. He's in what? Is he in Rikers? Is that where he is?
I don't think he's there. I could be wrong.
They say wherever he is, it's atrocious.
I ain't no criminal.
And can you imagine living the lifestyle Diddy's led and lived for the last 25 years and then having to eat
I'm guessing
food?
The thread count on his sheets where he is now is what it used to be.
Right.
I think he doesn't have silly Egyptian cotton.
He's in Brooklyn.
He's in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, yeah, okay. Center
there. They say that place is just
Ugh, he's got to watch the Nets. Gross.
But some people
is that what
are you
doing solitary?
He's got to watch Nets game. That's his punishment.
People are doing interviews all over the place, former bodyguards, former musicians that have worked with him, etc. You've seen all these pictures from the wife. They're saying that Ashton Kutcher is freaking out because he's afraid Diddy will just say anything to get out of jail. Uh-huh. And, you know, Ashton Kutcher was a big frequenter of all the white parties and everything. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Who knows? Somebody is saying,
dude, what does mine say?
Sweet.
There's a lawyer who claims that she's seen stills from a video that features a pornographic video, Diddy, and a person more high profile than even him.
Ooh.
I don't know who that could be.
Diddy's in the video with someone?
Yes.
Male or female?
That's the first question.
Pretty sure male. More high profile than him. I don't know who.
More high profile than Diddy.
Yeah.
LeBron?
She said that the...
What if it was LeBron?
The video was recorded at his home in Atlanta.
Bilal Coulibaly?
It was pornographic in nature, and the person in the video did not seem aware of the fact that they were being recorded.
Oh, that's not good. The old secret recording.
Internet users have speculated. Do you want to go into the speculation?
Sure, why not?
Throw out some names at the internet.
Jay-Z.
Okay.
All right.
Beyonce.
Okay.
Okay.
The Weeknd.
Also known as Abel Tesfaye.
Yes. who knows? That's just what the speculation is. I don't know. The Weeknd. I don't know. I didn't know he was a guy. I mean, I didn't know he was like a Diddy guy. I didn't know. Everybody's heard the Meek Mill rumors, right?
No. Thankfully, no.
Those are brutal.
I barely know who Meek Mill is and why he's famous.
Yeah. My buddies were on a plane with Robert Kraft and Meek Mill. They really were.
Okay.
They went to Vegas
together. It's Vinny and Joe. We got on the flight with Meek Mill and Bob Kraft.
Really? Robert Kraft wasn't on a private?
It was a private jet.
They were in the entourage.
Oh, they were.
They're in the inner circle.
And then my buddy told me one morning he went in to meet somebody, and Bob Kraft opened the door in like his shorts and no shirt on. In like the suite in Vegas. Yeah,
sure. He's just lounging, relaxing.
Like breakfast together. Like
probably the suite weird. The guys in the Hangover.
Like
had.
A
the
really weird, suite. Wild weekend. You can make a movie about it.
So, what are the Meek Mill Diddy allegations?
I mean, I don't even know if I can bring them up. There's a guy who claimed at a party you could hear stuff going on, and he recorded it.
Oh, yeah, that was just.
You can actually Google it. Yes, you can actually Google it. You can listen to it for yourself. Knock yourself out.
Meek Mill and Dostoevsky, artists who I'm not into any of their work.
Jason.
Yes, sir.
Oasis has announced North American tour dates.
Ooh.
According to their official site, the North American leg of the tour will kick off August 24th at Rogers Stadium in Toronto before traveling to Chicago, Illinois, East Rutherford, New Jersey.
It's called Chicago.
Los Angeles, California, and Mexico City, Mexico.
By the way, they're not playing like little small arenas. They're playing stadiums.
Yeah, the big ones. Yeah. The big rooms.
Yes, the biggies.
Yeah. I don't think anybody can be surprised by this. It's kind of funny that it's still a story. But Barry Williams, remember him?
Brady
from the Brady Bunch.
He's got to be like 70-something years old at this point, right?
I'm 54. He's got to be like 100. He says, I guess it's still interesting,
70.
The Brady Bunch kids all hooked up in real life, but not necessarily during the show. He said Greg and Marcia, Peter and Jan, Bobby and Cindy, they all hooked up.
Who hooked up with Alice? Probably Sam the Butcher.
Sam the Butcher.
Sam the Butcher just slamming it.
I don't know. Maybe Barry. Maybe he likes older women.
Maybe he did.
We all hooked up with each other at some point, not necessarily while we were filming. So it could have been years after.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I dated Maureen. Chris Knight dated Eve Plum. Michael Lookaland and Susan Olsen had a little mock wedding at one point, so they all hooked up.
Right.
I like mock drafts, but not mock weddings. What are we doing here?
Didn't one of those guys have a reality show, like a dating?
Yeah, I think Christopher Knight.
Christopher Knight,
because he was dating
that Adrienne Curry chick.
Correct.
Oh, good pull.
Yeah.
That's right.
America's Next Top Model. I still follow her on the...
Do you?
On follow her?
You do?
I don't know why. I just started following her like 10 years ago, so she pops up on my feed.
Gotcha.
It was called My Fair Brady.
Yeah. Frankie Valli. I didn't even know. I actually don't even know who he is.
The
I just know he's
seasons.
Famous.
Yeah.
You gotta watch these videos.
The
if
videos
you haven't seen
are disturbing.
Them.
Yeah, so he's out there.
He's at MGM National Harbor soon.
He is?
Pretty he's 90, sure. And they're killing him because I guess they say, you know, he's 90 and he's not even bothering to even lip sync anymore. I guess
he's singing to a track and he's not his lip syncing isn't matching up with the track.
It's not in sync at all.
It's terrible.
I actually ranted about this 2 years ago on Bit Season to Valdez. I saw it and it's all backup singers.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He's just standing up there swaying like dances. Back and forth, and people are paying to see him, and he's not doing anything.
The guy looks like a
people.
It looks like a corpse.
He does look like, it looks like a wax figure.
He's up there confused. Has no idea what's going on, and they have just a band playing his hits in the background.
It's terrible. I mean, it's elder abuse. It's elder it abuse is what is.
It is.
Like it's.
It looks like Weekend at Bernie's.
It does, mm-hmm. And it's depressing.
You ever seen the videos of like those scumbag children that take like their old parents up to an ATM and like have them take money out and then just pocket it?
One lady did it with a dead guy.
That's exactly what's going on right now with Frankie Valli. Actually, Frankie Valli might be dead.
Right.
I mean, please just let him.
He's 90.
Live out whatever remaining days he has.
So when you say the four seasons, like, was that the band
that's
he was
the
in?
Band, yeah. Oh. Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. No, not the hotel.
He didn't perform at the hotel or something.
No, that's the name of the band.
Okay. Now, I don't see him at MGM Nashville. Maybe he already was there. Maybe he's coming to Capital One. I saw him
if you're booking
on a bill. He's coming up soon.
If you're booking for MGM National Harbor, you can't look at those videos and book him in your venue, right?
He can barely lift the microphone
off. If he sells tickets, they don't care. People are dumb enough to go. I mean, who's going? You got to be like standards? 80. Who's going to a Frankie Valli concert? You got to be like
olds.
Your mom.
She's not going. Trust me. But I mean, people like my mom.
Yeah,
I guess.
That's embarrassing.
Hold on. This is Frankie Valli.
You think this isn't a smash?
This is a smash.
That's a great song. Does he have any other sillies?
I just played one. Big Girls Don't Cry.
I wasn't paying attention.
This song holds up.
Oh, this is a great song.
It's a great tune,
dude. When I used to work at Indian Spring Country Club. And I worked all those weddings. This was played all the time.
Of course. It's a banger.
I don't even know if they played it at bar mitzvahs. They definitely played it at the
weddings. Probably has a beach house in New Jersey just from the royalties on this
song.
Hold on,
crank this up. So is this the Four Seasons or is this Frankie Valli?
I'm not sure.
It's the Four Seasons, but Frankie Valli is like
the big dog.
Yeah, he's like the Justin Timberlake of the Four Seasons.
This is a great song.
Smash Ola. Hit a hurting, hit.
Jason,
hit.
Yeah. I might have to put this on my Spotify. This
makes you want to groove, doesn't it?
I might have to put this on my Spotify. I've been putting some old stuff in there lately.
Yeah.
You won't cut a rug for us, do a little dance.
No.
Cut a rug.
This song is so good.
Hey, what song's been played more than this at weddings? Like, this is the wedding.
Macarena.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
It's up there.
It's up there.
Yeah, it's up there.
Can you play another Frankie Valli silly, though? Because I have no file on the guy.
Love Jersey Boys.
They were popular in the 60s.
Sherry for Sherry a
How's
billion
that one
times.
Go? Just sing it.
Just play
send
it.
Me out. Go.
Sherry, baby, Sherry.
All right, you need to play the real one.
You guys should be in a crooner.
I know we're late and everyone's freaking out, but I just want to hear.
We're not late.
Sherry. Well, they get all worked up if we get a short segment.
It's all right. It's the last one of the show. We're fine.
All right.
Sherry's more important.
Give me 1 second.
All right. What are you looking for now? You're looking for Sherry. By the way, I think I got to go to the dentist. I think I got an infection in my gums.
Well, you're definitely missing.
Shocker.
There's definitely a tooth missing in your mouth.
You're missing still tooth? There, but no. There's
go watch Jersey Boy.
Hold on.
Sherry, baby, Sherry.
You've heard
Sherry,
this.
Baby.
I don't get that size. Oh, so is this where the Sherry's Berries comes from? Like the whole bit? Huh? Like when we used to do the Sherry's Berries?
No, it's talking about some girl
named.
It's talking about some girl named Sherry.
I understand.
Yeah. Not Sherry Berries.
No, some chick that he banged named Sherry back in 1950.
But they gotta be playing off that. Maybe they're playing off the song.
This
when they
song
came, up.
Came out in like 1960.
There's I'm saying the Sherry
the company.
Berries.
Oh, okay.
Be playing
I don't
off
know.
That. You know size right now if he's driving around? Charlie Cashley.
Charlie loves Frankie.
It's my favorite segment of the week, see? They're playing all the old hits from Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons,
hey,
see?
Why don't you book Charlie this week? Love to get his take on
I tried 2 weeks ago.
He blew you off?
No, he's back working with the NFL.
Oh, so he said he can't do
so
it.
So he can't
they
talk
too
about it.
Big time for the junk, see?
You're just too good to
be. You guys are hitting me in my wheelhouse with these songs,
one.
See?
Which one's this?
You know this.
You gotta take my eyes off of you.
You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you
This is a banger.
This one?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is like a wedding dance song.
Hey, Valdez, play this while I do the live read.
Okay.
If you're ready for a new ride, why not turn your old car or truck into life-saving support for our veterans by donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Foundation today to help veterans and their families get the critical assistance they need? Call 877-718-HERO or visit purpleheartfoundation.org to donate. To get a tax receipt and pickup is free. 877-718-HERO is the number. 877-718-HERO or purpleheartfoundation.org to support our heroes and Frankie Valli today.